Why the zoo's new elephant calves are more than just cute. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and listeners like you.
Coming up, using zines to build Wichita's punk music scene.
I only really knew about zines from like punk documentaries, and I was like, well, that's cool. Why can't I do that? And so I did.
But first, what's in the water at the Sedgwick County Zoo? Three baby elephants have been born this year, with a fourth expected any day now. The births are significant, not only for the zoo, but for elephant herds across the country. Meg Britton Mellish explains.
This is the sound of a protective matriarch. That little rumbling is Stephanie, the Sedgwick County Zoo's 55-year-old African elephant. For almost 45 years, she was the youngest elephant at the zoo. Now there's a much younger crowd underfoot.
Oh, good boy, come here! Good boy!
That's Katie Munninger, the zoo's manager of elephants. She's working with 4-month-old Kijani while his mom Zelani gets her blood drawn. Kijani is part of the baby boom. In 2023, the zoo announced that 5 of its 6 female elephants were pregnant.
The last 6 months has been kind of a whirlwind for us.
That's Dr. Hannah Arnes, director of animal health. This is not where Arnes expected the zoo to be when she was hired in 2012. Then only 2 elephants, Stephanie and Cinda, called the zoo home. Cinda passed away in 2014, and Arnes thought that might be the end of the program. The zoo is accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. It set a 2016 deadline for zoos to hit a 3-elephant minimum to maintain elephant social environment. After a $12.6 million expansion,
6 African elephants have finally arrived in Wichita.
Arusi, Zulani, Zubiri, Talia, and Samunye, and her son Titan, arrived from Eswatini, a kingdom in Africa. Zoo staff worked with the AZA to find a match for breeding. Kali, a male from Omaha, was the key. A month after he arrived, 5 of the 6 elephants were pregnant. After a difficult labor, Samunye delivered a stillborn calf in March. Dr. Arnes says it illuminated the limits of administering to elephants.
There's a lot of medicine that you cannot perform on elephants because they're too big. You know, our machines aren't calibrated for those kind of things.
The birth of Bamani, a male calf, in April brought joy back to the herd. Munninger says Samunye stepped in to help Bamani's mom, Talia.
Samunye came with her and helped her get the baby up, helped nurse the baby, and then it was kind of a cool experience to see Samunye help Talia figure it out.
Each of the elephants were delivered while surrounded by the herd. Zoo staff watches from a nearby shed. Bamani's birth was followed 4 days later by Kijani's. In June, Arusi had a girl named Asali. Zubiri is ready to deliver any day now. It's a major accomplishment, not just for the zoo, but for what Dr. Arnes calls the American herd. Dr. Arnes says the new calves add biological diversity to the herd and preserve some of the genetics under threat because of population decline in Africa.
They have the wild genetics from Eswatini. That's really important, and I love that they were all born together. They can all be raised together.
For now, though, the only job of Bamani, Kijani, and Asali.
They're learning how to play and be elephants, essentially, with each other.
For The Range, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Zines have been part of the punk music subculture since it began in the 1970s. These do-it-yourself publications help provide a snapshot of a community. On this month's Culture Pop, Hugo Fan spoke with 3 people who are trying to document Wichita's punk scene through their own zine.
My name is Bones, and I am the lead writer and editor of Oi Bones.
My name is Hambone, and I am the illustrator of Oi Bones.
My name is Indigo, and I'm the political writer, and I also do the news.
I was in my first semester of college at WSU when I just thought that I just wasn't doing enough for the punk rock scene here in Wichita. I was struggling to find a community, couldn't really play an instrument or had the resources to buy one to learn. And I was like, well, what can I do? I can write, because I'd been in the journalism program for a semester. And so I just decided to, you know, just start my own zine. I only really knew about zines from, like, punk documentaries, like Queercore and Riot Girl zines of the 80s and 90s, and I was like, well, that's cool. Why can't I do that? And so I did.
When we first started, we were printing wherever we could, as cheap as we could, mostly public libraries, and then we would staple them together. I remember we did one event where we needed 70 zines, and we had spent ages stapling all these zines together. It was literally printer paper. Now we have, they sort of look like a published magazine, like a traditionally published magazine.
The art is such a big part of Oi Bones, and that mood carries on throughout every page.
We all, like, usually send in our, like, ideas for, like, what the cover would be, and then we just go through and pick which one we think is the best or the funniest or would make the coolest art.
I know both Ham and I are less punk than our counterpart, and so I was really worried. Like, the first time I ever went to a punk show, I was really, like, nervous about what it would be like to be there as, like, a feminine person. I had this image of, like, what it would look like. It'd be all older white men, and they would be scary. and it really wasn't that. It was a really wonderful concert.
The core goal is to create a more educated punk rock scene, to create a scene that is more connected through community.
Kansas is, in many ways, a very diverse place, and it's a place with radical abolitionist roots. And I want our little snapshot of this, of our region, the state we're from, to be one of, like, radical progress and one of belief in others and community and support for each other and all of these important core tenets, I guess.
You do not have to make your zines for other people. I think if you just talk about what you like or just make something just for fun, I think that's enough. Like, there's no pressure to, like, be the best ever or, like, have a big meaning behind it. If it's just something you create, that you created, that you wanted to create, I think that's all that really matters.
We explore the latest trends in Wichita every month on Culture Pop with Hugo Fan. You can read more about Oi Bones at KMUW.org. And one last thing. Mayor Lily Wu was a teenager when the Wichita City Council approved a 99-year lease with Waterwalk Developers in 2002. But that lease is now a problem for Wu and members of the City Council. The lease gave developers the rights to 20 acres of land along the east bank of the Arkansas River. They envision a bustling gathering place for the city, with office buildings, residential spaces, and lots of shops and restaurants. In 2002, developers weren't exactly flocking to downtown Wichita, so city leaders decided to take a chance. 2 decades later, we're still paying for it. It's encouraging that the city and the people in charge of the lease plan to meet. That could lead to possible changes, which might spur development at Waterwalk. And maybe, just maybe, we could develop that gathering place after all. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, Beth Goulet, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.